for being a part of our show every day right here. I want you to hear Laura Ingraham. I thought Laura Ingraham last night was spot on. And by the way, if I have glee in my voice, it's because I'm really excited. This has been a great week for us and a bad week for them. And in fact, Laura Ingraham talks about a difficult week for our, and this is cut number six, by the way, talking about our friends on the left and the difficult week they've had. Doesn't it make you feel good? Here we go.
With the radicals, and now...
And we're looking at Disney's stock this morning, Senator. It's down another 1% after losing $50 billion in market value in the month of March. This stock is falling out of bed as a result.
Then Netflix, run by Uber lefty Reed Hastings, that's struggling.
The streaming service Netflix today reported a loss of 200,000 subscribers in the first quarter of the year. It is the first time in a decade that Netflix has reported a loss of in subscribers, and it set the company's stock plunging by 25% in after-hours trading.
And poor CNN Plus, it's now CNN negative.
They spent $300 million. They got 10,000 subscribers. Imagine the hubris of thinking that something that people don't want for free, that you're going to charge money for it.
Yeah, it turns out no one wants to pay extra cash to watch the same people they don't want to watch on regular cable. Shocker. And now Twitter. It's in Elon Musk's hands. Can you believe it? Now, he literally had to come up with $44 billion to make a stand for free speech. So, I don't know, his philosophy seems pretty straightforward.
Having a public platform that is maximally trusted and broadly inclusive is extremely important to the future of civilization. A good sign as to whether there is free speech is someone you don't like allowed to say something you don't like. And if that is the case, then we have free speech. And it's damn annoying when someone you don't like says something you don't like. That is a sign of a healthy, functioning free speech situation.
That's what our founders believed, and of course, that's the opposite of what Twitter has become. Jack Dorsey turned it into a digital version of kind of like a college campus with different speech rules for conservatives and liberals. I know that well from the 1980s at Dartmouth. Well, we hope all of this changes under new leadership.
And it will, I think. Now, my problem is I don't know a lot of Elon Musk's political beliefs. Or will this be straight down the middle? Or will it be tilted in one direction or another? I'll be honest with you, I don't know. But the fact that the left is freaking out about this thing, this Twitter deal, is to me kind of interesting. I mean, if anything, it tells me, well, then I guess then Elon Musk must be on our side. Or maybe he will really be down the middle. I don't know. But I find it very, very interesting that the left is freaking out, the right is celebrating and doing high fives. But I'm not sure. I just don't know enough about Elon Musk, other than Tesla, other than the driverless cars, other than all the stuff he's doing in our state and in our region. I don't know much about his political beliefs. I really don't, and that's one thing that scares me a little bit. But the fact that I see conservatives applauding and the left freaking out, that tells me maybe we're on the right track here. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up to 3 o'clock and Wayne Allen Root on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Well, everybody's talking about the traffic woes, and I do feel your pain. Those two outside lanes of Las Vegas Boulevard from Flamingo to the Cosmopolitan on Las Vegas Boulevard, those are shut down. A third lane is also closed from 6 a.m. to 5 p.m. today as well in front of the Bellagio as they set up for the NFL draft And then beginning tomorrow night at 10 p.m., they're going to shut it down completely there on the Strip in front of the Bellagio, Bally's, and a portion of Paris, Las Vegas will all be shut down. And Flamingo will be shut down between Las Vegas Boulevard and Koval, and it will be closed for several days.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this Sports Flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. It is simply a must-win game tonight for the Vegas Golden Knights as they are going to take on the Dallas Stars. If they don't win tonight, they are officially eliminated from the postseason. Even a win still puts them 1 point behind Dallas here in the final week of the regular season. The Golden Knights will officially be playing without goaltender Robin Lehner. He is going to undergo season-ending shoulder surgery, so he is done for the year. The Las Vegas Aviators, they are back at tonight after an off day yesterday. They open up a home series against Tacoma this evening. Download the Score app today. Lightning-fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies Advisors do. They have the Windows PCs and tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get where you want to go. Call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL. That's 877-ASK-DELL. A start to a simpler experience with Windows 11 Pro.
I'm Adam Laxalt, and I approve this message.
There's only one candidate for any office who is endorsed by both President Donald Trump and Governor Ron DeSantis, and that's our conservative leader here in Nevada, Adam Laxalt. Adam Laxalt served as our Attorney General, taking on establishment elitist politicians from both parties. He's leading the charge to restore election integrity in our state. Laxalt sued the federal government, stopping unconstitutional attempts to grant amnesty to millions of illegal immigrants. Laxalt prevented gun grabbers from infringing on our Second Amendment rights. Laxalt preserved our constitutional liberties, protecting our property rights and our religious freedoms. As our next senator, Adam Laxalt, will take on cancel culture. He'll fight the censorship of conservatives by big tech, and Laxalt will prevent our tax dollars from funding critical race theory in our schools. Adam Laxalt will always fight for us. He always has, and he always will. That is why President Trump and Governor DeSantis are in his corner. Paid for by Laxalt for Senate.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Inspire Solar Solutions. Find out how you can immediately save 10 to 20% on your NV Energy bill. Yeah, that's 10 to 20%. Make the call to my buddy Thad Alger at 702-518-9646. That's 702-518-9646. Inspire Solar Solutions. You've been talking about going solar. Now's your chance, and you can save money in the process. Well, tell you what, let's do. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you have been holding very patiently through the interview with Adam Laxalt. I thank you for holding. Let's go to Joseph. Joseph, you're leading off. You're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hey, thank you so much. You know, Adam Laxalt was absolutely right on. We have to have offense against us. And you and I talked a little while ago about Joe Lombardo. And I'm wondering, is he going to do the same thing that DeSantis did? And establish election police to make sure the votes here are really true and legal?
I don't know. I think that would be an excellent idea. We do need the integrity of the vote to be intact. We do need to let everybody know on the left and on the right and in the middle that our votes count. When we go to the polls or we sit at home and we mail in the ballots or we have somebody pick them up with ballot harvesting, that somehow, some way, our vote will count and that the election will be fair. Do you think leading up to, what, 6-7 weeks from now, June 14th, that we'll have a fair election? Do you believe that?
Okay, my answer to that is I don't really know, because we've never really got the voter rolls and gone over them to make sure that they're real people. I want to say yes, but I want to be able to say hell yes, that I know they're right. And you can't do that unless you go through the voter rolls and make an effort to make sure that only people who deserve ballots get them.
Well, we have seen examples where there were stacks and stacks of ballots in the trash or in the apartment complex, and
all Republicans.
Well, I don't know. I don't know, but somehow, some way, somebody that had the ability to take those ballots and actually fill them out and bring them to a polling place near you, they could be cheating. The problem is, Joseph, we don't know. And until we do an audit, until we do a legitimate audit of an election and find out, like they did in Arizona, like they did in other states where they've done partial audits. You can do it with one county or one precinct if you want, but that's what we need more of, not less of. Joseph, I got to run. Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Let's go to Brady. Brady, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Yeah, how you doing, Kevin?
What's up, man?
Hey, I got a quick idea. I don't know, maybe you guys can put in some donations. I'm taking donations. I'm taking rubles, Bitcoin, or even the dollar. I need to go to Russia and talk with Vlad because I want him to annex Alaska, and that way we can open back up the oil industry. Every federal leased land is now open up the Keystone Pipeline and also into Michigan and Minnesota, the Enbridge 3. Also then, on 2024, then I want it to be Trump and Vladimir Putin, 2024, baby.
Brady, I'm glad you called. Thanks, man. You lightened my load today. By the way, coming up top of the hour, we're going to check and see what's going on with Victoria Seaman, Las Vegas City Councilwoman. Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Brady. Or I'm sorry. Let's go to JD. JD, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Hi, Kevin. I have come to the conclusion there's two things that we must do, maybe three. They must take the playbook of the governor from Virginia, Youngkin, and his security apparatus, where he had 100% verification at all the votes of all the voting centers. He had people watching. I believe the best way we can ensure an election is for retired people like myself to go to the voting Gloria's office to register to be workers at the polls. You get paid $125 a day. You get paid for a day's training. And I would, upon sitting my butt down, when you come up to me and ask, and I check your paperwork to see if you could vote, I would make sure everybody around me knew I was a conservative Republican who was going to make sure everybody that I saw and came in contact with was somebody that should be voting. I think the majority of the workers at the voting polls are Democrats, and I think they let a lot of things slide because I've seen it happen where people came in with shirts and hats and so forth of the Democrat candidate as a poll watcher. That's the second thing. We need to go out and be covering every poll site, and I know it's difficult with 100 days early voting at 100 different places. But it's something that we must do to put the Democrats on notice that we have eyes all over them, and we're watching them. And maybe they won't be as flagrant as they were in getting ballots from all over the place, like in the presidential election. And finally, I looked at my mail-in ballot from last presidential election, last week. I voted in person, but I never really paid any attention. And if you still have yours, and Jim, and some of the people listening, I suggest you look through it. I think I've been told I'm a pretty intelligent guy. I had difficulty trying to figure out all the things I would have to do to make that ballot legal after I filled it out. It is not an easy form to fill out.
Good point. Good point. I threw mine away, believe it or not.
Well, wait till you get your new one.
Yeah, and they'll be out. And look, they'll be out in late May. Just
and
so you
look
know.
Through it and see if I am correct. It is not an easy thing to do, and I guarantee you, people in nursing homes, people that are 75, 80 years old, would not be able to fill that out correctly to get it in, passed through all the signatures and the security envelope and what have you, unless they had knowledgeable help to do it.
Well, but that's where ballot harvesting comes in. Oh, isn't that great? Isn't that great?
Point.
And the only person that can help that 75-year-old person in a nursing home is some liberal Democrat. Yeah. Hey.
And there's one other caveat to that mail-in ballot. They proved it in the presidential election. In a lot of the other down-ballot candidates, they weren't filled out. It was just Biden at the top and a few senators that were picked because it probably wasn't time efficient to fill out the entire ballot.
Wow. Glad you called. Thanks, JD. More to come. You want to join us? You want to be a part of the show? You're welcome to do so. We're talking a little bit about voter integrity and how to make sure that when we go to the polls on June 14th and beyond, because of mail-in ballots, that we can trust the vote. That's what we need to do. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I am Tony Grady, and I approve this message. Jobs are an essential part of our economy. Businesses create jobs and therefore are the lifeblood of Nevada's overall economic well-being. As a 20-year Air Force veteran, I served as a pilot and a test pilot. It would be my privilege to serve you again as your next lieutenant governor and be your voice for business innovation. I will seek to strengthen existing businesses by asking them what they need. Simultaneously, I would vastly increase marketing to other businesses to locate here. I would seek to diversify Nevada's businesses to make the state more resilient to economic downturns. I would push forward on the Interstate 11 project to vastly improve our transportation system. This, together with wider use of our rail system, would be attractive to some heavy industries. Strengthening our businesses and improving our transportation system will move Nevada toward a job-rich environment. Read more about my policies on TonyGradyForNevada.com. Remember, the best is yet to come. Paid for by Tony Grady for Nevada.
If you've been involved in a car accident, you need Nevada's legal elite. Demopolis Law, the firm you can trust. Visit us at legalelite.com.
Political elites like Adam Laxalt, they raise millions from Washington. That's how you know they'll never change it. As Donald Trump showed, sometimes it takes someone new to make real change. I'm Sam Brown, running for U.S. Senate, and I approve this message. I'm not funded by Washington or special interest PACs. I've built a grassroots army of everyday Americans with a people's agenda. It starts with secure borders, because we're not a nation if we can't enforce our laws. And voter ID, because our democracy's at risk when we can't protect the vote. We need classrooms that teach our children, not indoctrinate them with anti-American ideology. We need real private sector jobs, not socialist agendas. We need energy independence, and we need to end inflationary spending and debt that is pushing families to the brink. The fact is, career politicians can't fix Washington. They broke it. I'm Sam Brown. It's time to elect new conservative leadership for the people.
paid for by Sam Brown for Nevada, the battle-born fighter we need.
The future depends on teachers. Every day, teachers are shaping our tomorrows, starting their students on journeys that will change the course of history. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who will make preventing pandemics their life's work, sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who will help combat climate change, and generating possibilities for a student who will be the first in their family to graduate college. It all starts with teachers who meet challenges with creativity, who reinvent education for the future, who work towards a school system that lifts up every child, regardless of race, income, or zip code, and who enable the full potential of our students, our communities, and our country. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Shape the future. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
I'm okay.
You're not okay.
It's normal to have diarrhea and stomach pains.
Sometimes, but not as often as you do.
I've got this under control.
No, you don't.
It's time to let that voice inside your head be heard. Urgent diarrhea and chronic stomach pain can be signs of Crohn's disease or ulcerative colitis. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation can help you learn more and even find a specialist. Don't keep your symptoms to yourself. Get help at spillyourguts.org.
Here's today's STEM tip. Make your selfies look even better with science. Take your pics at golden hour right before the sun sets. The wavelengths made by the atmosphere create a perfect golden light for that beautiful face of yours. Learn more at Chic and STEM. A message from the Ad Council.
The same great show with the same great host.
Just at a new time.
Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. Don't wait. Do it right now. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. It's not often that we get to gloat on this program. We report so much bad news to you politically that sometimes it's a little frustrating, and I get that. But last night on Fox News Channel, Sean Hannity had a field day because the Biden poll numbers continue to crater. We brought you some of them. Jim Dallas did just about an hour ago. But listen to this litany of just bad stuff that's happened to the Biden campaign in just the span of the last week. But the poll numbers are absolutely incredible. And I don't know if this is bottoming out or not, but this was Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
Now, Joe Biden's dismal poll numbers continue to worsen as the crises mount and more voters sour on his job performance. A new Issues and Insight poll released today found that only 19% of voters surveyed chose Biden as their preferred Democratic nominee in 2024. By the way, that put him nearly 10 points behind. I'm not sure. Meanwhile, more recent studies and surveys show that he's losing ground with key demographics that helped elect him in the first place, particularly suburban voters. One NPR poll conducted in February found Biden's approval among suburban voters dropped from over 10 points from the end of 2021, a 12-point drop among suburban women. His approval with young voters, one of his strongest groups in the 2020 election, that's a mystery to me, now sits at a mere 41%. And despite the abysmal poll numbers, White House Chief of Staff Ron Klain took a pretty bizarre victory lap after the French President Macron's reelection this weekend, despite Macron's 36% approval rating, seemingly implying that Biden can win in 2024 with the Quinnipiac poll of 33%.
It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse. Now Kamala Harris has COVID, so she's on the beach for a period of time. It's not going to get better until the economic news gets better, and it's just not happening. It may take the Fed raising interest rates again. We don't know. But I'm going to tell you something. These poll numbers are awful. Now, here's the problem. We've been talking ad nauseum about a red wave here in Nevada and around the country. And the fact is, it can happen. But we're going to have to work for it. Dems are not going to go quietly. They're not going to give up power. They're not going to give up the speakership in the House easily. They're not going to give up control of the Senate easily. And we're going to have to continue to push. The fact that Adam Laxalt, if you look at what Adam Laxalt has done, he had Ted Cruz in the state for not one day, but 2 days. Ron DeSantis is in town tomorrow at Stoney's, stumping for Adam Laxalt. We're going to have to go on the offensive. But the other thing we have to do, as much as we can tell you it's Biden, and he's the reason for this, for the inflation, for the problems overseas, the fact is this is Biden's war that's going on right now. It is Biden inflation that's going on right now. But the one thing that we're going to have to do between now and November is we're going to have to tell America what we're going to do, how we're going to be different. And in fact, Kevin McCarthy says sometime during the summer, they're going to come up with kind of a contract with America thing. That kind of thing, like Newt Gingrich did, you know, the contract for America. We're going to have something like that and tell people affirmatively what we are for. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
I'm Major Sam Peters, candidate for Congress in Nevada's 4th District. I earned a Bronze Star while deployed to Afghanistan, keeping America safe. Now I'm going to go to D.C. and kick some anti-American ass in Congress. Dementia Joe Biden, illegal immigrants, a stolen election, critical race theory, mandates? Enough is enough. I'm Sam Peters. I'm not a career politician. Send me to Congress and I'll fight for President Trump's agenda. I'll finish the wall. I'll even go to the White House and tell Sleepy Joe right to his face. Let's go, Brandon. Paid for by the committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hey Chuck, I know there are a lot of scams with online payday loans. What should people watch out for?
So many of these websites might look totally legit, but they're far from it. And the borrower needs to be very careful to make sure they're dealing with a lender that's licensed right here in Nevada, like Dollar Loan Center.
How do they get away with that?
It's normally the online companies that are based out of the country in places like Costa Rica or hiding on tribal land to skirt state lending laws. And others are just lead generators who will just bombard you with calls, texts, and emails. Just be careful and do your research.
That was Chuck, founder of Dollar Loan Center, with some very sound advice about online loan scams. We have over 50 local and licensed locations, and our friendly Dollar Loan Center staff are ready to help while keeping your information safe. Stop by or check us out online at don'tbebroke.com for all the details.
Licensed by Nevada Financial Institutions Division. Customer must meet minimum loan qualifications. Review loan qualifications. Visit us at don'tbebroke.com. Certain limitations may apply. Loans are subject to approval.
This is Las Vegas City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman. My commitment to public safety is absolute. That is why I have the endorsements of police agencies across the valley. They know I have their back and will never vote to defund police or limit their ability to keep us safe. That is why the police support me, and that is why I'm asking you to join them as well. I hope I can count on your support to help protect and keep our neighborhoods and families safe. Paid for by Friends of Victoria Seaman.
Meet Grant.
Hello.
He's a father and a motivational speaker. He's also the founder of the Karma Box Project that allows people to give non-perishable food, first aid, and toiletries to those in need.
I've struggled with addiction from opioids many years. I lost my job, my home, and even my family. But now, I'm in recovery and I've pieced my life together again. I'm doing better than ever.
He's doing great things in his recovery, and you can too. If you or someone you know struggles with opioid addiction, help is available. To start your journey to recovery, visit cssnv.org/substance-abuse. That's cssnv.org/substance-abuse. Find the courage.